Hello and welcome to your first official day of the Super Confidence Exercises. At this point, you've already done all the exercises on the first CD, and you've listened to the second CD and followed along. But we'll still call this day number one, official day number one. The previous days or hours or minutes, however long it took you to do the exercises of CD 1 and CD 2, we will call those the preliminary exercises. So begin day one by listening to the exercises of CD number two. Listen to CD number two if you have not done so. If you have done so, then we can proceed with day one. Day one is an easy one. We begin with a very easy exercise. I want you to go outside somewhere. It could be indoors, outdoors, I mean outside your home. To a place where you can find several people walking around, sitting around, several people you will be able to approach. Find people who are the age group and sex you find the hardest to approach. So if you have more difficulty interacting with men, find some men. If you have more difficulty interacting with women, find women. If you find it hardest to interact with 80, 90-year-olds, find that age group. If you find it hardest to interact with college-age women, for example, then go to a college campus. Just find the people you want to interact with confidently, but that for some reason or other, you find it hard to do so. If you find it easy to interact with any group or any type of people, then go ahead and find the group you most want to interact with. If you want to have a stronger effect, have the exercise be even more powerful, you can do this twice. Once interacting with the group of people you most want to interact with, and another second time you can do right away, right after, finding and interacting with the groups of people you want to interact with the least. Like, for example, say you don't want to interact with policemen for whatever reason, just find a group of cops and go interact with them. It all depends on how much you want to get out of this exercise on day one. If you're one of Archer's clients, then it's most likely you're going to want to find a group of women that you find attractive and interact with them. You don't need to find these people in groups, actually. I mean groups meaning you can find more than one right after the other, but you can go individually one by one. So what you're going to do is find these people, and you're going to go one by one to each one of them, walk over to them, and ask them one question. It's going to be one question of your choice. It could be a simple question. Okay? Some of you who've done some of the other exercises and some of the other courses, you can use any of those questions. If not, if you don't have those exercises, those courses, you can make up questions. You can ask, what time is it? You can ask, what day of the week is it? You can ask, could you please tell me where the post office is? Could you please tell me where the nearest Whole Foods supermarket is? You can ask any question you want. It's got to be a one-sentence question. That's the only requirement. Some people out there will tell you to do this and approach, say, 2,000 women. Well, we don't really have time to do that. I don't know about you, but finding 2,000 people to approach, that's a lot of people. So I'm just going to ask you to do this with 20 people, okay? 20 people. That should take you no more than half an hour. If you live in a place where there's not that many people, it may take you an hour, maybe an hour and a half. But don't spend more than an hour and a half doing this, okay? If you find that you're so blocked up that it's impossible for you to actually do this for whatever reason, you feel a lump in your throat and you can't speak, your legs get paralyzed with fear, and you can't actually go talk to someone and ask them what time it is, most of you will be able to do this fairly easily, but there's some of you who I know will have some difficulties doing this. If that's the case, it's okay. This is part of the day one exercise, okay? This is really to establish where you are at in terms of going over and talking to people confidently. Once you're done with this exercise, you're going to go back home or inside a coffee shop or anywhere you want. You're going to sit down with your notebook, and you're going to write down your feelings about doing this exercise, and your experiences doing the exercise, and how you felt. And I want you to really focus on your center line. In the second CD, in that exercise, we go over what your center line is. So I want you to focus on your center line, and remember, you have to notice while you're doing this, any spots on your center line that felt a little off while you were doing this exercise. It's usually somewhere in your forehead, your throat, your chest, your belly, usually one of those. Find out which spots got activated as you were doing this exercise. And write those down. Then I want you to write down all your beliefs. All your beliefs about approaching people. And next to them, it could be a good belief, it could be a negative belief, it doesn't matter. Next to them, I want you to write down why that belief is not valid. Find out within yourself why that belief is not valid. And write that down also next to it. Once you're done with this, you're going to do the outdoors exercise once again. You can do exercise this exercise for day one in 2 days. So it would be like, we'll call it day one and a half. Or you can do it in 1 day. It depends on whether you start on a weekend, weekday, how much time you have. You can even wait to begin doing the exercises until the weekend if you're listening to this on a weekday and you have work and it's too late or whatever. You don't really need to do these exercises 1 day after the other. But you do need to do each one of these exercises, okay? So make sure you have time to do it all. Just going to go out and do the same day one exercise again, a second time. Preferably the same day, okay? This time around, I want you to do the same thing, focusing on three things. You're going to focus on staying relaxed, the same way you relax while listening to CD number 2, okay? You're going to stay relaxed. You're going to focus on your body. Imagine your body dissolving into blue light. Like you're just a mass of blue light. Okay? So really you don't have a mass. You're just blue energy. Blue light. Okay? Think of your body as blue energy. Nothing more, nothing less. As you go through this exercise. Okay? And the third thing you're going to do this time around is you're going to do it more slowly. Okay? At half the speed you did it last time. So you will walk more slowly. You will move more slowly. And you will speak more slowly. Okay? Now there's a second part to this moving more slowly bit. You're going to move more slowly, speak more slowly, walk more slowly. And you will focus, in addition to imagining your body as blue light, and in addition to relaxing completely your center line, you're going to focus now. Focus and feel the top part of your head, okay? The top part of your brain, actually. Doing this exercise of day one at half the speed while focusing on the upper part of your brain is very, very important in reprogramming your central nervous system. Okay? And as you reprogram your central nervous system, you are in effect also altering your unconscious programming. So let's review here. Day one exercises. Go approach at least 20 people and say whatever you like to them. One line. One question. Okay? It's gotta be a question so that they answer back. It's gotta be interactive. You can't just go to them, yell something at them, and run away. No. You have to go there, ask them a question, and wait for their reply. 20 people, preferably people you don't feel too confident approaching. Okay? If the case it is that you don't feel confident approaching attractive women, then guess who you're going to approach? Women you find attractive, okay? If you don't feel confident approaching a group of policemen, you're going to go and approach a group of policemen, okay? You're going to take note of how you feel, how your center line feels as you do this. Once you're done with the 20 people, go sit down, write down in your notebook what blockages you felt physically in your body down your center line, okay? You need to know what your center line is, so this is one reason why listening to the second CD is a prerequisite, okay? You must be familiar with the material in the second CD to proceed with day one. Then you will write down all your beliefs about approaching this particular group of people or type of person. And you're going to write down next to that why those beliefs are invalid, okay? Invalid means those beliefs are wrong. So you're going to write down why those beliefs really do not apply, and you made a mistake in believing that, okay? And now if you can't find, you cannot find any reasons why these beliefs are wrong, any reasons to invalidate these beliefs, then invent them. Because you have to do this exercise, okay? This is very, very important for you to do. If you can find reasons why your beliefs are wrong, great. If you cannot find reasons why these beliefs are wrong, then invent the reasons why they are wrong, okay? And once again, the next part of day one exercises is to do it. The approaching of those 20 people, different people, find 20 other people, not the same ones we approach before. And you're going to go do the exercise of going up to them and asking a question. This time focusing on three things. One of them, relaxing your center line completely. Especially those spots you found blockages in, as you do the exercise again. You will also do the exercise while imagining your body is just blue light, sky blue light. The same way you did it while listening to CD number 2. Another reason why you need to listen to CD number 2. This is very, very important. And the third thing you will focus on is the upper part of your brain. Okay? Especially as you remember to go through the exercise at half the speed. Okay? And then the final thing you're gonna do after finishing the exercises for day one is to listen to CD number 2 one more time. You can listen to it right before you go to bed. Or if it's earlier in the day, you can listen to it right after finishing the exercises. It doesn't matter. So this means that you're going to have to listen to CD number 2 twice during day 1. Okay? Now, enjoy your exercises for day 1. And go ahead. You can stop the CD. And come back to it whenever you're done with the exercises for day 1.